knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I'll let you know what the rest of the text says. And Jesus said, it says, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? That's the King James Version. Let me read the New Living Translation. It says, then Jesus said to them, you foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scripture? Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory? I just want to talk about the necessity of the cross. The need. Why was the cross necessary? Praise God. We look in this last chapter of the book of Luke, Luke Gospel. It's very important, praise God, because it provides us, amen, with vivid details of Jesus's resurrection on the first day, praise God, of the week. Let me just tell you what it says. It tells us how Mary Magdalene and Joanna went to Jesus's grave to anoint him. But guess what? When they got there, there was nobody to anoint.
Yes, sir.
It tells us of the disbelief of Jesus's disciples regarding his resurrection. And as we get into our text, praise God, it tells us of two of his followers. I'm talking about two of his faithful disciples who were on their way home. They were on their way to Emmaus from Jerusalem. And if you look at the text, regardless of what translation you read, it says that they were anywhere from 7 to 8 miles from Jerusalem, and they were walking, praise God. And then guess what? While they were walking, they began to discuss among themselves everything that had transpired in those last few days. Amen. They were just talking, and they were just discussing what was going on. And then guess what? Jesus join in the conversation.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, they didn't recognize who he was.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Praise God. How many times have you been going through some things?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And then God intervenes.
Yes, sir.
And you not recognize who he is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. It says you want to understand and you want to recognize who Jesus is. Praise God. Maybe you need to read your Bible just a little bit more. Maybe you need to pray just a little bit more so that when he intervenes, you'll know that it's him talking. Not just some mind game that you're going through. Praise God. See, they didn't look at the acknowledgement that the tomb had been emptied, but they still disbelieved all of the things that Jesus had told them. Praise God. He told them about his death. Praise God. The prophets had already said, praise God, what was going to happen. Praise God, but nobody made the nexus that, praise God, maybe Jesus had gotten up out of the grave. Praise God, and they were, man, they were sad. They were walking down the road, and Jesus asked them a question in verse number 20. See, he said, ought not Christ have to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? See, the message today, praise God, it is not addressed to those who are offended by the cross. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
There are some folk who are offended by the cross. Oh, boy, if I get to start and start walking through here, I'm just going to start making some mess. Some people are offended at the cross right now. Because while I'm standing up here preaching, they got their minds somewhere else. While I'm standing up here preaching, they probably texting on that text machine. Praise God, because they don't want it, because this thing of the, I call it a text machine. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Praise God, because this thing that I'm talking about, the cross, seemed foolishness to them. God knows we got so many young folk now that don't go to church, don't want to hear nothing about church, praise God, because the message of the cross is foolish to them. They can't even fathom in their mind. You mean to tell me, praise God, that a man would come down here, walk this earth for 33 and a half years, let somebody nail him to a cross, praise God, and go? They think that that's foolishness.
Absolutely.
And there might be some folks sitting right in here today. Amen. But can I remind you that it's not foolish? The cross was necessary. It was necessary from two viewpoints. Let me hit them real quick, because I promise y'all I was going to get you out of here. From two viewpoints. First of all, it was necessary from God's viewpoint. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
the cross
was necessary from God's viewpoint. You see, if we go back all the way back to the beginning, take it back to Genesis chapter 3, verses 15. Praise God. Look what Genesis 3:15 said. And he said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel. I'm talking about from the beginning in Genesis all the way through the time that Jesus was nailed to that cross. Praise God. This cross was necessary from God's viewpoint. Praise God. You see, the cross was his divine plan to reconcile man back to God. Amen. That was a time when man walked with God. Y'all know that, right? I know some of you Bible readers know that when he, in the beginning, he created everything, and on the sixth day, he created man. Praise God. And he created man a perfect being, put him in a perfect place, and gave him some perfect instructions. And man took and broke those perfect instructions and caused, praise God, the biblical cord between God and man to be severed. So the plan, the cross, was necessary because it was part of his divine plan to reconcile man back to God. Why? Why? Let me give you three quick reasons why. Praise God. First of all, the cross was necessary to reveal God's evaluation of human life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
your life,
and my life
is valuable to God. It's precious in God's sight. Yeah, your life is precious in God's sight, because if I were to take you back through history, let me just take you right back through history. See, in Jesus' days, life was not that valuable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
Do you know back in Jesus' days, if a parent didn't want a child, they could have the child put away? Praise God. Don't you know back in Jesus' days, if a servant, if a slave master wanted a slave or a servant to be killed out of the way, put him out of the way. Nothing to be said about it. Don't you know, anybody ever heard of a fellow by the name of Nero? Praise God. Nero didn't care anything about no human life. They tell me that Nero used to take people, I'm talking about human beings, put them on a torch and light them, praise God, as they come down the road in this garden, just to light them up so that they could just illuminate the place. Yeah. So back in history, we find that life, praise God, didn't mean that much. Yeah, amen, but that was back then in history. Can I bring it back to the day? Can I bring it to us? Can I bring it where the rubber meets the road? Praise God, it appears, praise God, that today human life don't mean nothing. Abortions are still running rampant. Death by gangs is still being perpetrated. Amen. Drug-related deaths are still on the rise. Praise God, and if I can really bring it home, because you know next month we're gonna be celebrating Black History Month. It appears today that black young men, very few women, praise God, don't value black lives. We'll pull a gun and shoot one another before we even think about it, Dick and Eli. How old are you right now? 79 years old, almost 80 years old. Praise God. Don't you know that in today's society, man, it's almost a miracle to get a young man now from age one to age 79.
Oh, man. Wow, that's true.
We don't value lives.
Wow, man, I didn't think of that.
We walk around here and talk about Black Lives Matter. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. I do listen to that folk. All lives matter, because I just told you that all of our lives are precious in God's sight.
Yeah,
praise
yeah.
God. And he came.
Yeah.
Cross was sold. Necessary, because it gives him an evaluation, praise God, of human life. But life is not cheap. Sin is reef, R-I-F-E, just means that it is abundant, that it is widespread, praise God, and it's because of sin. Lives are being wasted. Amen. If I can get to every young person in this world and tell them, praise God, that it's the sin that's in you that's causing you, praise God, to want to snuff out somebody's life. I tell folks, man, if you can't blow breath in somebody's body and give them life, you ought not try to take it. Amen. Life is